exactly 3 years, 84 days, 10 hours, 11 minutes, and 11 seconds before the world ends on December 21st, 2012. I am in my barn in Pound Ridge, New York, writing what I think is the best screenplay I have ever been involved with since I was fortunate enough to have written the original screenplay for the motion picture Contact, having worked with the late great man of the universe, Carl Sagan. And then I receive an email from my writing partner in California, Amanda Wells. She directs me to a YouTube site, and there I have my first encounter with David Wilcock, seer, scientist, philosopher, dream reader. And he is quoting and citing passages from two of the films I have written, Contact and The Last Mimsy, as if their filmic content were the equivalent of a cinematic Rosetta Stone, unlocking the secrets of the universe. I was impressed that this young, gangly sage, part oracle and part stand-up cosmic comedian, found so much meaning in one of the greater film experiences I'd had as a writer, Contact, and one of my lesser, The Last Mimsy. So I introduced myself to David and thus began a most fortuitous journey for myself and my collaborator, Amanda Wells, that continues into the haze of 2012 and the clarity beyond. I don't know about you, but I know where I am going to be on January 1st, 2013, and it won't be buried under volcanic ash and mud from a tsunami or crushed by a 10-mile-high tidal wave. Not this believer. I will be wherever David Wilcock is, celebrating the genesis of a new golden age and enjoying every precious second of it. If you want doom and gloom and a replay of the tortured end to humankind's existence, there is plenty of that at the multiplex. Read no further if you are hopeless, do not believe in the power of consciousness, and think that stuff happens, and there is nothing we as a species can do about it. Stop right here if you truly believe we are alone in the universe. As I wrote in the film Contact, based on Carl Sagan's brilliant novel regarding whether or not the universe is populated with intelligent life, if we are alone, seems like an awful waste of space. But I am here to tell you, we are not alone in this universe. And we have David Wilcock to prove it, and to guide us to this golden prophecy. From that very first encounter with David Wilcock, watching him in 2012 Enigma on YouTube at 1 a.m. in the morning, I understood with great clarity that here finally was a mind that was taking the time to connect the dots between the human species and the rest of the cosmos, to ready us to finally become citizens of the galaxy. This was Carl Sagan's wish as well. The time I spent with this generous, visionary man of science prepared me for this big adventure with David Wilcock. Sagan did not believe in UFOs and little green men, but he did believe in the abundance of life in the universe and our potential to join the collective cosmos of that life if we would only open ourselves to the possibility and stop destroying one another with our warring religions, small gods, and hateful, divisive dogmas and political insanities. David Wilcock has added Carl Sagan's hope for the human race to his synthesis of the cosmos and our place in it. As I write this introduction to David's seminal work on our collective future in the post-2012 world we will evolve into, I am filled with that same awe and childish wonder at what is going to happen next. What is waiting for us as a species to embrace and to invigorate? It ain't gonna happen if we just sit and wait. We have to understand now what our role is in this great opportunity that begins on December 21st, 2012. A line comes to mind that I wrote 10 years ago for a new animated epic that is now in production at Fox for release in 2013. The line sums up the truth that I firmly believe David Wilcock is bringing from the universe to the human species. One heart beats for all hearts beat for one. Thank you, David Wilcock, for putting hope back on the table. Pay attention, humans, and keep your karma dry. J.V. Hart, Pound Ridge, New York, 2009.
Introduction by Graham Hancock. I was researching my book Fingerprints of the Gods in the early 1990s when I first became aware of the so-called Mayan prophecy that the world will come to an end on December 21, 2012. It's since become obvious, thank goodness, that there is more than one way to read the prophecy. Some still favor gloom and doom, but growing numbers have found good reasons to interpret 2012 not so much as a specific date, but as an epoch that has already begun, a period of 30, 50, even 100 years, in which, though there may be trials and tribulations, a bright new future will dawn for humanity, allowing us to manifest a higher state of consciousness and realize our full potential. David Wilcock is a leading thinker amongst the latter group, and he makes a magnificent case in the pages that follow that a golden age is indeed within our grasp and can be brought into manifestation if only we choose to make it so. Skeptics react to such unorthodox notions with savage attacks on those who put them forward, and David must expect a firestorm of criticism as the influence of this book spreads. Indeed, if the establishment behaves true to form, then just about everything he says here is going to be combed through for mistakes and weakness by teams of very clever people. Whatever they find, and no author ever wrote a book without making at least some mistakes, will be used to suggest that everything else in the book is wrong as well. Do not be discouraged. There is a tremendous amount of good science here, much of it new to Western readers because it is the work of Russian scientists. David has done a great service in bringing all this material together in one place for the first time. In some cases, the implications of the Russian research are so radical that it has already been outlawed or disregarded by the mainstream. Keep an open mind, especially where the establishment says no. Accept David's invitation to dig deeper into the facts, and pretty soon you will find that things are beginning to connect together before your eyes into an entirely new pattern that you might never have considered before.